An East Canton woman has pleaded not guilty to charges stemming from the death of an infant at her in-home daycare. 45-year-old Melanie DiMarzio entered the plea during today's arraignment in Stark County Common Pleas Court and was released after posting bond. She is charged with involuntary manslaughter in the death of 8-month-old Grant Simmons, who died March 10th while in her care. Prosecutors allege the unlicensed daycare lacked safe sleep conditions, fire safety measures, and CPR training. A pretrial hearing is set for August 5th. A Canton murder case is now headed to a Stark County grand jury. 28-year-old Armando Cole of Canton waived his preliminary hearing Thursday in municipal court. He's charged with murder in the shooting death of 20-year-old Rion Stanford. Police say Stanford was shot on Garfield Avenue Southwest July 18th and died at Mercy Hospital. Cole remains in the county jail on $1.5 million bond. The Pro Football Hall of Fame Enshrinement Festival is underway with today's opening of the Balloon Classic at Kent State University Stark. The 3-day event features hot air balloons, evening balloon glows, live entertainment, food, and family activities. The Enshrinement Festival continues through August 9th with events including the Hall of Fame game on August 6th, the Grand Parade and Enshrinement Ceremony for the Hall of Fame Class of 2026 August 8th, and the Concert for Legends on August 9th. Stark County is seeing a continued rise in cyclosporiasis cases, with 97 confirmed infections now reported by the Ohio Department of Health. Nearby counties are also reporting cases, including 77 in Portage County, 30 in Mahoning County, 20 in Carroll County, and 12 in Columbiana County. Statewide, more than 2,500 cases have been confirmed this year, with 134 hospitalizations and no deaths. The CDC says Ohio is part of a multi-state outbreak, but investigators have not found a confirmed source. No food samples have tested positive for the parasite. Nimishillen Township trustees discussed vacating an alley Thursday, WDPN's David Schur reports.
Sugar Alley, which is a paper-only east-west roadway that has never been dedicated and trustees do not maintain, is being requested to be vacated by one of the property owners. Trustee asked additional legal counselor Jim Matthews to prepare a resolution for the August 13 meeting to be sent to the Stark County Commissioners, who have the authority to vacate. The property then would revert to the adjoining residents. Zoning Inspector Jeff Cleveland indicated that 10 of the 12 cases of declared nuisances at the May 28 meeting have been cleaned, while the remaining two are in the process.
The Washington Township Fire Department has received a $157,000 federal grant to purchase new life-saving equipment. The grant paid for 16 new breathing air packs, face masks, and a rapid intervention team pack used to rescue downed firefighters. Officials say the funding will also help preserve local levy dollars for other department equipment and operating needs. Liverpool Township trustees have approved a fire levy for the November ballot as the department faces funding issues. Officials tell WFMJ-TV repairs to fire trucks have left the department with about $8,000 to operate through the end of the year. The 1.45 mil levy would generate roughly $127,000 annually beginning in 2027 to help support fire services. A driver has been indicted and arrested in connection with the death of a state trooper in Canfield. Ohio Attorney General Andy Wilson announced today that 38-year-old Ryan Rock faces aggravated vehicular homicide and aggravated vehicular assault charges. A secret indictment was unsealed today. Rock is accused of crashing a semi into trooper Nicholas Caton's cruiser last October on Route 11. Caton was helping a disabled vehicle when the crash happened. The case will be prosecuted by the Attorney General's office. A Youngstown man was sentenced today to 36 years in prison for the November 2022 rape and robbery of a woman recorded on a baby monitor. 27-year-old Keontae Thomas was convicted in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court last month of aggravated robbery, 2 counts of rape, kidnapping, and firearm specifications. Prosecutors said he met the victim online, then forced her to perform sex acts at gunpoint, raped her, and stole money at her Youngstown home. Thomas has filed an appeal. Boardman teachers are deciding whether to accept a new labor agreement. Members of the Boardman Education Association began voting Thursday on a tentative contract reached after a lengthy mediation session with the school district. The union's previous contract expired June 30th, and teachers previously authorized a possible strike. Union officials tell WFMJ-TV the proposed agreement includes a 2-day reduction in the school calendar. Results of the ratification vote are expected tonight. A Warren woman is facing a felony charge after prosecutors say she stole about $60,000 worth of property from an elderly couple she was hired to care for. A Trumbull County grand jury indicted 36-year-old Consuela Porter on a charge of theft from a protected person. Police say the couple reported missing jewelry, cash, and a handgun after Porter stopped working in their home in January. Investigators traced stolen items to several pawn shops and say Porter admitted taking the property after relapsing on drugs. She's due in court August 12th. A former Warren Harding High School football and basketball player was killed in an officer-involved shooting in Indianapolis. Police say 21-year-old Dallas Jett, a 2023 Harding graduate, shot two officers after they responded to a disturbance Wednesday night. Officers returned fire, fatally wounding Jett. Both officers are expected to recover. The shooting is under investigation, and the involved officers have been placed on administrative leave. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.